Tuesday mornings here at Bear Country 95.3. And right around 7:50, I get Patrick out of bed in his beautiful bungalow there in Orange and bring him on down to the radio station here in Greenfield for the Montague Webworks website of the week. Patrick from Montague Webworks. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm tired, but lovely.
Well,
thank you.
That's, you know, that's...
It's an early ride over here to Woodard Road.
Woodard Road in Greenfield, the beautiful studios. I understand that the website this week is a pretty unique website.
It is. If everyone in Bear Country can stop for a moment and think about their own website, either for their business or for their employer's business or their home business or what have you,
right.
Even their church group, you know, something that they can feel that they're attached to.
Right.
That's the website of the week this week. It's your website.
Okay, I'm going to make up this website in my mind because I haven't created kevincollins.com yet.
It's a work in progress.
It is.
It is. We're having a hard time with the photography, but we'll work it out. This is a very difficult time for people who are in business to feel as though they are being successful with their marketing initiatives.
Why is that?
Because marketing and advertising costs money.
Hmm.
And as most of us know, money is in short supply recently.
Yeah, but it is an investment, is it not?
It is an investment, and it's also an absolute requirement for those of us who are in business and those of us who are business-minded who have a web presence to position ourselves for success when the market regains its life and
its traction.
And part of doing that is taking the time to considerately evaluate what you currently have for a web-based platform and look at some key areas that might need to be adjusted or developed upon so that you can be in the best place you can be when things turn around. So one of those areas is to obviously take a look at how what you have looks. And you and I have already had this discussion on air. If you go to someone's website and you think it looks horrible, it doesn't matter how wonderful they say the service is. The gut instinct is, oh my God, they don't look professional.
Right.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is reevaluating your content on your website. If your website looks fantastic, but it still says copyright 1996, and your hours of operation aren't even anywhere near what your current hours of operation are, and if it lists your physical business location as the place you operated 3 years ago, you need to fix that.
Yep. And I think a lot of people say, oh, it's such a task.
It's not.
Why is that?
Because you need qualified professionals that can assist you to make that happen.
Of course, yep.
It's also a good investment of time. It has what we like to call high return on investment. It is something that people feel is daunting because they don't understand the technology.
Yep.
But really the things that I'm talking about with you today have nothing to do with technology. They have more to do with marketing the brand or the presence of your business using the web.
You know, it sounds to me like it would be a good reflection, too, on whether it be, you know, if this was my business or if this was my personal website. You know, it's a good reflection about what is going on.
Absolutely. There's a place there to think about your direction, about your intentions with your business or with your personal obligations that you're using the internet to promote. And there's also a way to begin to look at the people around you who are doing something similar and begin to compare what you're accomplishing on the web to what they're now accomplishing. And that links up with the third piece, which is technology. If you have broken pieces of your website that don't function, if you have features that you thought were cool 5 years ago that were free, that aren't even supported anymore, that
click on the icon
and it does nothing.
I can't find this.
Correct. All of that stuff, too, is also very important to pay attention to.
Your website.
Your website.
Is the website of the week. But don't take us literally. Don't go to yourwebsite.com because we don't even know what that is. But your website is
our... Take a look at your website this week and give it some considerate thought.
Website of the week from Montague Webworks. Patrick, have a great day.
Thanks.